And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carver.
Roger at Bray Park in Queensland. He loves you, Thirsty. There's plenty of love out there for you, mate.
I used to live in Bray Park.
Yeah?
Had a house there, yeah.
Whereabouts in Brisbane?
Is that when you were married?
It's on the north side, yeah. My first marriage, the first house was in Bray Park.
There you go.
What I paid for? What do you reckon I paid for it?
Oh, I don't know.
$25,000.
$25,000?
Wow. Yep. And what did you get for it when you lost it?
Yes! Brad says, hi, Mark. Just want to say you did a brilliant job this week filling in for Ray. Great job, mate. Now time for some gibber and footy. Couldn't agree more. Thank you, Brad. Not on doing a good job, but gibber and, gibber and footy. Not what I meant. No.
Good run from Burgess, and he's tackled 12 metres out from the goal line. That's a wedgie.
That's a double wedgie.
That's a double wedgie.
That's an atomic wedgie.
I reckon there were two wedgies involved in there as a short ball goes to Musgrove.
I just like to take my bag out and know where binoculars are, where my pens are.
That's all right.
So I like to pack up in order so that I know that sounds stupid and methodical, but it's a good way to get to the ground for the next game, knowing that things are in the right place.
Tristan, of course, was interviewed over in Iraq by Ray Hadley on his morning show on Anzac Day last year.
Well, Sean would know what I mean, because that's the military style of doing things, right?
His name's Tristan.
Tristan, sorry. Didn't you just call him Sean?
There's some lower grade scores coming through for Shimano. Now, Harold Matthews and SG Balls, it's weak ball. Harold, SG Ball, it's weak. Oh, no.
What's this word?
That's what happens when you go through Aaron's bag.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, listen, it's John Rowles. And do you think we could just play a little bit of it instead of your stupid gibbering for 5 minutes? Yeah. Let me hear John Rowles.
If you say please, Sue, I'll play it for
please.
You.
Please.
Okay.
That's better than the big man, I can assure you.
To catch a marlin. To sit on the back of one of them boats with one of those massive rods and reels, that would be my ultimate. 3, 4, 5 hours. They'll fight them and they'll take them.
3 or 4 or 5 hours?
Yes.
What, you got to sit there and pull in the marlin for 5 hours?
And fight them.
Mate, you would struggle doing that.
Have you seen them?
Oh, put those guns away. They're disgusting.
5 hours, that's a short lunch.
not going to take any tips from you.
Maybe you should.
Why?
Married, 3 kids, hello. Mm. Hello.
Yeah. Mm. I think Carly saw your bank balance.
Oh, that is a beauty.
Pop that pig.
She saw more than that.
Hey. Oh. Hey.